All righty, we're alive. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Lunchtime Chats. I'll give the crew a second to get on board. So good to be here for another week of sharing with you guys. For those of you who are new, either live or listening to the recording, my name is Christina, and I am an acceleration expert. That is a consciousness acceleration expert. And we are here to talk about those topics and issues that are significant for us starseeds, way showers, and new paradigm visionaries. So we're here, you know, we have capacities, we have abilities, we have perspectives that are not necessarily embraced by our larger human family. And therefore, we very rarely hear things discussed at the level of which we are at with them. So I am here to do to the best of my ability to give a liberated perspective to those pieces that maybe we get stuck on, or maybe those downward spirals or rabbit holes that we went tumbling down. So I'm going to do the best that I can to give you guys that liberated perspective and help free you up and step more deeply into your sovereignty, into your autonomy as a multidimensional being. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Oh, yay, Beverly, that's awesome. Okay, so you guys, I have some news that I need to share with you right away. Dear Beverly and or anybody listening, can you guys confirm that the signal and the sound is coming through okay? Just want to make sure that it's okay before I get going here too deeply. Hello, dear Sister Crystal. Welcome, welcome. Hey, Sherry, good to see you. Hi, Carol. So good to have you, darling. Yep, it's all good. All right. Thank you, Bev. All right. So I have some news here for you guys. And I was supposed to say this last week, but I forgot all about it until the very end. So I'm going to put it in the beginning. So our YouTube hosts have adapted an AI analyzer, and it's going through all of our videos over the past like 7 years. We have lots and lots of videos. I've been, talking about stuff for a long time. And what's happening is that they're pulling our videos and threatening strikes on our channel and the whole, the whole censorship game. And I'm talking about pulling videos from topics that I was talking long before the COVID thing came around, right? So they're pulling videos from those kinds of timeframes. So it just shows you, that this really isn't about, what they say it's about. A dear sister Starshine pointed out yesterday that she thinks it's all about people who teach others how to think for themselves, how to think freely. And since we are all about multidimensional liberation and sovereignty, I can see how the kinds of things that we talk about would really push the envelope on that for the control systems. So I see the test, Beverly, thank you. And I also see your hello there too. Awesome. So what Beverly is doing is that she's making comments on our Rumble live stream. So right now what we're doing is because of this censorship, because of this different, these things getting pulled and these other things happening, what's going on is that we are no longer going to have the full version of the chats on our YouTube channel anymore, because this is to avoid getting put on a list or, just to keep us more under the radar. So what will happen is that we will live stream through Rumble, and we will put little clips of, highlights of things on YouTube. But if you want to have the recording link of the entire chats, you need to subscribe to our mailing list, which is so easy. You just go on to lightbodyacademy.com and put and subscribe to our newsletter. And in that newsletter, every week you will get the full version of the chats. Okay, so this is our way of, just staying under the radar and keeping it cool. We don't want, we don't want to be flagged, and we don't want any of you guys, the listeners, to be flagged. And this is just, something that intuitively feels like it's come. There's something brewing that's along those lines. So that's the news. That's what we're doing. This is how we're choosing to deal with it. So you guys will always be able to catch us live on Rumble. And we'll stream on YouTube for as long as it feels okay, but the actual recording of, if you missed the live broadcast, you won't be able to catch it on YouTube. You'll have to go over to Rumble once it's posted. All right, guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being patient on what I'm, you know, spilling the tea here about. All right, so let's get on to the chats. There has been a lot of talk about dragon stuff. There's a lot of talk about veils lifting. There's a lot of talk about, you know, strategies of creating your own timelines, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, something, what all of this is dancing around, but no one's speaking directly to, or maybe they are, and I'm just not aware, which could be possible, because I don't spend a lot of time online. Believe it or not, I don't spend much time online. I have limited bandwidth to how much screen time I want to, you know, spend. So I'm not on social media much. Occasionally I'll check out some comments or whatever that are directed towards me, but this is not how I spend a lot of my time. So I'm not really aware of the big waves of things coming through unless you guys tell me, and which you guys do. So those of you who've been around here for a while, maybe you have my personal link or our email or our, you can DM us with Instagram, you know, that kind of thing. And we'll get those messages. And this is usually how I'm staying in touch with the stuff that's going around. And of course, I know about the things that are really triggering, because then I'll have a bunch of people send me this link to it, you know, asking me what my take is on it. So what I'm saying with all that, I don't feel like I'm really missing out, because you guys are doing a great job keeping me posted on the things that are relevant to you. And that's all I really care about, you know. The collective field has waves of narratives that go through it. And some of these narratives are tests, you know, by the powers that be, just to see what happens. Some of these are tests so they can study to see how people respond, and some of them are the truth, you know, things that are people really wanting to get the message out because they really believe it's the truth. It's something that they found in their research or something they found in their own personal experience. And there's those kinds of narratives, right? So these are all, these are all part of being in a collective field, you know, experiencing these. And this is why I talk about that truth compass. You got to get that truth compass really sharpened so you can become a very high level discerner of what to spend your bandwidth in and what not to, okay? Because some of those really tempting rabbit holes are only there to suck your energy. There's no real truth. There's no real empowerment. There's no real orientation to that that makes you, that benefits you in some way. So the truth compass really should be, your inner truth compass should be able to just help you discern. Now there's some things, actually most things are, you know, distortions woven in with the truth, in which case your truth compass will also sense that too. But there are things that we just get really drawn to, we get really magnetized to, and you know, you wanna have the bandwidth to fully digest what that is, because there's a reason why you're being magnetized to those things. And it's not necessarily because it's the truth that you need to know. Sometimes you're magnetized to things because there is a realization, there is a deepening, there is a learning that your soul wants to experience, okay? Okay, so what I wanna talk about, what all this stuff is you know, connected to, is the idea that we have a DNA dance that is awakening. What do I mean by that? So back in the day when they discovered DNA, and I'm so sorry, I don't remember the gentleman's name. There was two men that discovered the DNA molecule. And there was an idea that, you know, 10% of it is active and the 90% is junk. Okay, you guys heard this junk DNA, right? Well, as we go further in time through the digestion and evolution of DNA and the understanding of what that actually means, many, many people, including interdimensional beings, extraterrestrials, all this other stuff, are just like, no, 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 no. It's not junk, because, you know, nature does not waste anything. Everything has a place. Everything has a purpose within nature. Okay. And we are, whether we feel like it or not, we are a part of nature. We were born to this, to a mother on this planet. We belong here. Okay. Even if we don't feel like we belong here, we belong here. Our biosuits are perfectly suited for navigating this realm. Okay. So, and what the Pleiadians and other beings, including Sasquatch, what they talk about is that it's not junk. What it is, it's dormant. It's inactive. And the fact is that the awakening process, the incension process, ascension process, whatever words you want to use, this is about the DNA dance opening up and reawakening again. Okay? So our quality of consciousness is directly in connection with the amount of our DNA that is activated. Okay? Activated and moving, dancing, living. Okay? And you know, when we imagine DNA, we just imagine this spiral, right? This double helix spiral. And that is just this tiny segment of a vast molecule. And what it is that it's twisted on top of each other, and it's just like this twisted ball of a long chain of that creates this molecule. So it's not actually in that spiral form. It's closer when it's moving, it's closer to maybe what someone would imagine being a torsion field. Okay, a torsion field is that energetic donut, right? Our energy field looks like a torsion field. That's our energy body that's connected into our life force, right? So our DNA is waking up. And I wanted to talk about the kinds of things that come up in our face when our DNA dance is waking up. Okay? Now, what's really, really important to remember is that consciousness and DNA dance, they are connected. So if your consciousness is expanding, that means your DNA dance is expanding. And as your DNA dance expands, the rest of your system needs to be able to accommodate that DNA dance, aka integration. This is why simply lifting your vibration doesn't work. If you're lifting your vibration and that's what all you're focusing on, that's not going to work. Eventually a crash and burn moment happens. And this is because the integration process has to happen. Our cells need to integrate, right, with this. The waters of our body needs to integrate this change, because our waters in our body are highly structured through mineral crystal. It's a crystalline molecule. It's not water like we see in a glass of water, right? It has lots of minerals dissolved within it, which is creating a mineral crystal through our entire system. So our waters have to upgrade, have to integrate with the DNA dance that's happening. Our mental field, our emotional field, our spiritual field. You know, if you look at us as having many nesting dolls of not unseen forces that create our here and now body, all that stuff has to get upgraded. All that stuff has to reorientate to what's happening inside. So DNA dance awakening, signs that your DNA is awakening, has a lot to do with your here and now reality. Like your here right now reality, your here right now relationships, the quality of your existence right now. It's not a lofty thing of something in the future. It's not something of the past. It is in the here and the now. Okay. So one of the things that, and this is on a physical level, one of the things will start to happen as your DNA dance awakens is that your immune system is going to get challenged. Okay. That's because your immune system has been conditioned to relate to your outer world in a certain way. Your outer world, of course, it's changing. We're getting, you know, the way the sun is happening, our plant life, our food, you know, of course, there's toxins, all that stuff is happening. And our system has been conditioned to relate to that outer world like that. So once your DNA dance changes, that means your immune system starts to change. And there's actually an ancient rite for this called the Mosoc rites. And this is a transmission that you can give to someone's light body. And once they feed it and let it grow, let those encodements grow throughout their field, their DNA dance will awaken in harmonic and according to the harmonics of that light code. And the mythology that goes along with the Mosuck rites is that you age differently, you get sick differently, you don't get sick the way you used to get sick. You're not on the same timeline trajectory of health or unwellness. It completely shifts your immune system, your physical body, how it's related and connected to the outside world and, of course, the inside world. So your immune system will start to get challenged. And this means maybe you'll just feel unwell for a little while, or maybe you'll just feel like you're on the edge of a cold sometimes. You know how sometimes you get that little restriction or that roughness in the back of the throat? Or maybe it feels like, you know, sometimes you feel like you're on the verge of maybe coming down with something, but then you don't ever come down with anything. Okay, those sorts of things. This is your immune system shedding its conditioning of how it's been related to the outside world and how it's been in relationship with your own inner being and subconscious. Okay. So this is an important factor to keep in mind, because a lot of times, you know, we might feel like we're getting coming down with something, and then our thoughts and our emotions will start going in a downward spiral. Oh, I can't get sick. I have this to take care of and that to take care of. And we start bombarding ourselves mentally and emotionally about the what if, right? See, this is why this is integration. This is, you know, versus of like, oh, I might be coming down with something. My body's feeling really charged right now. I think I'm going to meditate and feed my body life force energy. I'm going to feed my body love. I'm going to take some extra vitamin C and zinc and other sorts of things to boost my immune system. So if that becomes your default reaction versus the, oh, I you know, just completely ignore it, or, oh, I can't get sick because of dot, dot, dot. And then there's that mental emotional burdening that starts happening, right? See, this is, and it's not until, you know, you flip the script on that and completely change the way you relate to your bio suit when it's showing you that it's stressed, right? That's all part of the integration. That's all part of the integration. So your body will quite literally age differently. It'll heal differently. It will, you know, the kinds of illnesses you used to be susceptible to, you won't be susceptible to anymore. And quite literally, you change the track on which your exit out of this reality occurs. So this is something that happens when your DNA dance is becoming, certain aspects of your DNA dance is becoming activated. This is such a huge game changer for folks. So this is a really good news. Though I know there's some habits that we have to break, unfortunately, in order for this to feel like it's good news, right? All right, and this next one you guys know, and what we need to be careful is when this becomes a disharmonic, like it becomes over the top to the point where we're not actually paying attention to what's in front of us in the here and now. And that is, in general, our state of being, we feel uplifted. We feel, I don't know if optimistic is quite the right word, but generally we feel uplifted and more connected to this realm, okay? Not to say feeling connected, more connected to this realm is always an uplifting experience. I don't mean to say that. Just, you know, as you integrate the connection, the feeling of connection actually starts to flip from being something that's not so pleasant to something that's actually really reassuring and uplifting and opening your heart, okay? So again, integration needs to happen, right? But in general, our inner space becomes more uplifted. And as that upliftment integrates through your mental field, your emotional field, right, you shed certain programmings that are very negative, all, you know, self-talk, all that stuff, the abandonment and the, there's another word for feeling isolated. It's, you know, where you feel like you just don't want to be in contact with humans, like it's like a slight, like you love humans from a distance, but then there's a kind of an aversion to groups of human in person, right? That kind of stuff starts to shift. That begins to change. And the idea, the feeling of being more connected in with this realm becomes more of a bedrock, something that's more of a foundation that helps you feel more solid at ease, which brings you more upliftment. Okay? So again, integration, right? It's all about integration. And we need to really face these mental loops and emotional loops we go into, because as the DNA dance opens up, it bombards those false pretenses, those false ideas, the false narratives, stories that we have going on in our brain. And many of them are things that we've inherited. So this is, you know, again, ancestor work. I talk about this all the time. Ancestor work is really, 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 really helpful when you're accelerating the DNA activation, the DNA dance, okay? Because quite literally, your ancestors can step in, and the source of whatever disharmonic that shut down a DNA dance is in your ancestry will actually come forward and liberate you from it and liberate everybody in your ancestral line that carried that forward. So it's a really beautiful, beautiful piece to work out. Okay, and that takes me to the next one, which is pretty much, and this is something that I used to talk about a lot. I don't talk about as much as I used to, but our academy is pretty much founded on this idea, is that your sensitivities will increase. One of the things that we talk about is exponentially enhancing one's psychic intuitive abilities, which is exactly what happens within our academy, but it doesn't happen in the way that people think that happens, right? It's about you know, healing, bringing forgiveness, opening your heart, activating your DNA dance. And as you activate your DNA dance and integrate this activation where it becomes your baseline, your sensitivities heighten, you become more empathic, you become more psychic, you become more omniscient, you become more lucid in your sleeping or waking world. I wanna say mystical capacities start to come online for you, okay? And this is, you know, a blessing and a curse. If you are integrating on all the levels that you need to integrate, eventually the curse of this turns into a blessing. But if you are still fighting the changes that are needing to happen in your life because your DNA dance is opening up, then this there's going to be a real painful part to this journey. One of the examples is that, you know, toxic people, toxic relationships, okay? As your DNA dance opens, your sensitivity heightens. And another piece that has to change in order to integrate the DNA dance is the dynamics in your relationships change, okay? And if you are not allowing these relationships to change, the dynamics to change, or other people aren't, you know what I mean, willing to play ball with you, then you're going to go through a growing pain. There's going to be some painful pieces because your sensitivities will heighten. You're going to end up taking things more personally than you normally would, or maybe behaviors that didn't used to bother you now bother you, become hurtful. You know what I mean? So these two things go hand in hand. You really need to take stock and reevaluate your relationships that's happening. And the sensitivities come online, and as you clean up the relationships where you're practicing self-respect and you're only allowing those in your inner circle that are a real frequency, a resonance match with you, then that's when the heightened sensitivity becomes a beautiful asset and an addition into your life. Because now, you know, you don't have anybody pushing back at you about your truth or what you feel. It's like you're allowed to have your feelings. People respect that you're sensitive. People respect your space. You know what I mean? They don't want to drain on your energy. So there's the bar gets lifted on the quality of your relationships. And when that happens, your sensitivities aren't a problem anymore. Your sensitivities are only a problem to people who cannot be held accountable for themselves, that cannot or don't want to know the truth, hear the truth, walk in truth, you know, those sorts of things. So this is a significant life change that happens for people when this particular threshold starts getting activated and trying to stay alive and active within your being. Okay, so another thing that happens, and this is one of my favorite parts, and we're really on board with this in the Academy right now. I don't imagine it going anywhere. It just seems to be enhancing, really. And that is an increased mystical, magical connection to nature and animals. Okay, so what this means is that there are dynamics within the natural world that when you have a shutdown DNA dance, you are not able to connect with, you're not able to see, okay? But as your DNA dance activates and is moving more freely more and more each day, when you go into nature, you're gonna start experiencing nature differently. And that could be just with the plant realm, but it could also be with sacred rivers and streams. It could also be with sacred trees. It could also, you know, be with beings that we've once considered mystical, like fairies, gnomes, trolls, you know, stuff like this. And a lot of people, when we start talking about this, especially in the Academy, inside the Academy, we talk about this freely because we're having experiences, like really clear experiences that something's going on. But if you're talking about this in the outside world where people are very dimmed in their DNA dance, they're going to think you're crazy. It's because they don't have the capacity to connect with nature like that. But there is something, you know, there's animals of the animal kingdom that have a commitment to help humanity. And this is where you have certain people are animal lovers, and that's something that can never go away. It's because there's some part of them that's beckoning. There's some part of them that has an agreement with the natural world to assist them in some way. And there's also, you know, mystical connections with animals, horse whisperers, dog whisperers, cat whisperers, you know. Actually, I have an interesting story. When I came to look at this place, I was coming in with a number in my mind a lot lower than what the landlord wanted. And I wasn't even going to come look at this place because I was just like, yeah, you know, that's not really in the ballpark of what I'm looking for. But something told me to come look anyway. So I come and I'm greeted by the owner and we look at this place. It's really nice. It's super clean, brand new construction, all this. I mean, it ticked a lot of boxes for me. And then there's this cat that's right outside the door. And this cat just starts loving on me, rubbing on me and purring, and I'm petting him. And the owner comes out and looks at me and she's like, wow, that's a sign. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, that cat's mean. He doesn't like anybody, right? And I was like, oh, I would have never known it because he's just, you know, rubbing up against me and purring. It's like I'm his favorite rubbing post, you know? But after that sign happened, I got to go into the conversation of, hey, you know, what I'm looking for, I'm looking for this specific, you know, I'm staying under this number, blah, 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 blah. And they were willing to work with me because they got the sign, you know? So you know, little things like this. And this cat still is very friendly. And there's spiritual connections between us and the animal world, and that just becomes more enhanced and more obvious is pretty much what I'm saying. So they'll come in at the perfect time, at the perfect place, or maybe you quite literally feel like you're having a psychic conversation with your cat or your horse or, you know, or your dog or your pig. I just say that because I used to have a neighbor that had a micro pig instead of a dog. They couldn't have a dog because her, I think her brother was allergic to the dander of cats and dogs. So anyway, her parents got her a micro pig. All right, let me get to the next thing. Oh, okay. So part of that integration, so your DNA dance is activating, you know, it's pushing up against the density of subconscious beliefs, of inherited thoughts, of beliefs, agreements. It's pushing up against dense attitudes, thought forms, emotional baggage and stuff like that. It's like a density, and the DNA dance is trying to free itself. So it's pushing up against these things. And what happens when we have things putting pressure on things that we're holding in place subconsciously is that we feel tired. We can't concentrate. We don't feel like doing anything. Okay. There's this like exhaustion that's happening. And this is, you know, there's lots of reasons why this can happen. And this DNA dance awakening is one of those reasons. You know, sometimes, you know, we just really cannot, we just don't understand how potent our subconscious really is. So, you know, 10% of our consciousness is creating this world, creating our reality, and the other 90% is in our subconscious. And of course, those numbers correlate with the DNA dance that I'm talking about, right? So as your DNA dance wakes up, now more of your consciousness is available, and now you're more aware and conscious of the things you're creating and how you are participating in the creation of these things that work for you and don't work for you. Okay, so the tiredness is you working through the subconscious blocks that tell you that you're not worthy, or you're not powerful enough, or you don't matter, or not lovable, or whatever the lack program is, right? It's lack in some way, lack of love, lack of support, lack of blah, 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 right? That all gets pushed in, our subconscious doubles down, and we quite literally have to sleep, we have to rest, because the DNA dance is not going to stop pushing. It doesn't stop pushing, it just puts more pressure and more pressure and more pressure. So until that subconscious structure, that density shifts, we're gonna feel exhausted. We're, you know, our subconscious resistance is gonna get the best of us. And a lot of times we don't even know what's going on. We don't even realize it until it's integrated. Then all of a sudden our mind is going to see it. We're gonna understand it. We'll be able to put words to it. The aha happens. So this, all this stuff is happening on a subliminal level. It's not happening in the realm of our awareness. It's not till after things shifted, after the integration, then it comes into our awareness and we understand, we have it, okay? So this is exactly how the DNA dances work, how the opening happens, right? Now, of course, there's things you can do to enhance the DNA dance, to enhance the integration of your DNA dance, to support the process, absolutely, okay? But, and a lot of us have a lot going on in our lives, and we only have so much bandwidth that we can dedicate towards that, right? Okay. So, okay. All right. Oh, yeah. This is a good one. So, have you ever sat down next to somebody, like on a bus or the train, or just a random stranger somewhere, and they're talking, but you can't understand a damn word that they're saying, even though you know they're speaking your language. You know, as far as if you're speaking English, it's like you just can't understand them at all. Okay, and it's also experienced in the reverse, where you are speaking with somebody and they just can't hear you at all. They just can't do it. Okay. Believe it or not, this is an indication of your DNA dance opening up. And it's not just even with conversations. It's also you're quite literally invisible to some people. And that's because some people are doubling down and investing in the tunnel vision of their reality. And you are doing the opposite. You are expanding across many different realms and dimensions and embracing all that as being your reality. And what happens is that they can't connect with you because you, even though you're right next to them, you're at such a different frequency, there's no connection possible. Okay, I know this is really, it's kind of weird, but it's cool at the same time because, you know, this kind of makes it easier to stick to your own lane, so to speak. You know what I mean? You're kind of limited to the kinds of trouble you can get into, so to speak, engaging with lower frequency humans, lower vibrational humans, right? And it's not to say you're not all in this together and, you know, we're all in this human family and we're here to help each other. We are, absolutely. But there's a point in time where the frequency threshold is so great that there's, unless they start coming towards you frequency-wise, DNA activation-wise, there's no relationship to be had. There's no real conscious connection that can be had, okay? Now, several chats ago, I talked about the power of the voice and how you can use your voice to integrate energies. You can use your voice to integrate DNA activations and other sorts of things, okay? And this is because our voice is a very powerful manifestation center, okay? It's not just sound that's coming out. We are creating things out of nothing with our voice. So when we are integrating these DNA dance movements, right, where we're freeing all this stuff up inside of us, our voice is coming from a different place. It's not coming from the mask of our ego driver. It can, and sometimes does, but not to the depth as with people who are completely asleep, okay? Matter of fact, people who are completely asleep, I've heard others refer to them as NPCs, non-player characters. Now, they take that even further and go on to say that they're just holographic beings with no soul, all that stuff. So I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole with it necessarily. But what I'm saying is that there is a frequency from which you're speaking from, okay? And if people are only, if they're listening centers, they're hearing, their brain is only, is conditioned to only perceive like this narrow bandwidth of sound frequency, that's why they can't hear you. That's also why you can't hear them, okay? Because there's no life in their voice. There's no life in what they're sharing. It's all just this weak mind construct, this mask, right? So this is something to keep in mind. I mean, I experience it here, even in Spanish. There's some people, I understand their Spanish so clearly. It's like, oh, I get it. It's like, I'm like, woohoo. I understood a lot of what they just said. And there's other people I can't understand a simple greeting that they're doing, you know? And it's because of that awakening and aliveness within them, you know? So this happens in many different ways. And sure, if we really want to focus and concentrate on that bandwidth, we'll be able to eventually hear. And the same thing with them. But there's that whole question of, is it worth it? Do I feel like putting that much energy into shifting my frequency so I can have a conversation with this person that I may or may not ever see again? Or, you know, I'm just making small talk. There's nothing really exciting here for me. I'm just, you know, here. So, you know, there's all sorts of dynamics coming into play with all that. And you decide where you want to put your bandwidth, what is worth your time and energy. Maybe your spirit is saying, yes, make the connection with them so they can hear your voice. Your voice can actually activate people. And there is a guy that has the most activating voice. I want to mention him because I mean, he's an older guy. I'm in love. I mean, so in love with his voice. His voice is so magical. It has transmissions in it. It has so many dynamics within it. I just love listening to him. Darn it. Dr. Gilbert. And he is in connection with the Rosicrucians. And his voice and what he talks about, it's like I don't necessarily even vibrate with everything that he's saying as far as, you know, the different perceptions and belief systems and structures and all this other stuff. That's not actually it. It's the actual place from which his voice comes inside of him. It's like, I just can't get enough listening to this guy's voice. It's amazing. But anyway, I digress a little bit. I'm just giving you guys an example on how this center here is really connected in with the depth of your consciousness and how much of your DNA dance is activated. Now, you can fight the integration of this activation by telling white lies, by saying yes when you mean no, by people pleasing, doing, you know, using your voice to speak against your truth then you're going to contribute into the shutting down of your DNA dance if that's how you're going to behave, especially if it's manipulation and control and stuff like that. You're using your voice to participate in these old grid systems of power over dynamics. So you're going to quite literally, your actions are going to counteract the activation that's going on inside. And that's going to create growing pains. That's going to create, you know, the buildup to the explosion. And in my world, why have the explosion when you can pay attention and take action when it's a gentle whisper? You know, I've had the explosion many times in my life, and I decided this last time, I think I'm done with that. I'm okay paying attention, and I'm grateful for hearing the whisper. You know what I mean? So this is, again, another leveling up as far as this DNA dance activation. The other thing that happens with your DNA dance activating is that your brain becomes more online, okay? So dormant activity, parts of your brain that have been dormant because of this narrowed bandwidth of DNA dance will start coming online. And what that looks like can be very uncomfortable at first, but as you integrate, it gets better. Okay, so what it looks like to open up those dormant areas is stuff like shadow work. I know, shadow work, that word again, okay? Because what's happened was because that part of the brain has become dormant, other energies took up resonance in that dormant space. And those other energies look like, well, they could look demonic, and some people see them as demonic, some people see them as parasitic, some people see them as AI, some people see them as implant structures, etheric implant structures, okay? Some people see them as actual beings, have taken up residence in this dormant aspect of my brain. These are all perceptions to describe that there's something in these dormant places that don't belong there, and that it is your position to reclaim, okay? So my guidance several months ago was telling me what I needed to do to to reclaim my brain as it becomes more and more activated, okay? And one of the things was creativity. Feed my creativity as much as I possibly can. Do things new that I don't normally do. Learning a language is really, really helpful. Activating the frontal cortex is also very, very helpful. And you activate the frontal cortex. Well, there's energy stuff that you can do to activate the frontal cortex, but there's also things like problem solving that you can do. Like you have to imagine a solution to an impossible situation, stuff like that. So as you engage in this life and put your problem solving skills to it, right? Then you're activating your brain more and more and more. So some of this stuff is very physical, like adding new movements into your routine. So say you work out, do the workout opposite or do completely different workouts. There's also a wonderful cognitive trick with the figure eights, moving all of your joints in figure eights in different ways. So your wrists, your fingers, your elbows, your shoulders, your neck, right? Your hips, your knees, your ankles, your toes, moving them in figure eights is something that retrains your proprioception, which retrains your brain. So stuff like that. Doing something new, like I said, if you haven't, say you haven't ridden a bike since you were 12, start riding a bike. Say you've never gone skiing, learn how to ski. You've never, you know, whatever it is that you've never done, do that. And one thing I do have to say that is a pretty consistent activator is dancing. You know, learning new dances, whether it be, sorry, I have to adjust my position here, learning to do a specific dance step, but improv dancing, ecstatic dancing, you know, dancing to rhythms that you haven't danced to before. All of that counts. All of that counts. Studying new things, okay? creating relationships with exospecies. Very, very activating. And actually, this is one of the most accelerating pieces because it, across the board, facilitates your integration of the of many different DNA dance activations. Okay, so say you're cultivating a relationship with, well, with Sasquatch, great example. You're cultivating a relationship with Sasquatch in certain ways, and you're starting to get feedback loops where it feels like they're responding to you. Okay, so the more connection you make and show up for, their very presence is going to activate you and activate the brain waves and, you know, activate things and help you integrate. This is why one of the big pieces across the board they all bring forward when you start building a relationship to them is healing your heart, opening your heart, because that is a major factor to healing. That's a major factor to being able to handle the DNA upgrades, the expansion of your consciousness. Because if your heart isn't open, that means the basic architecture within your light body is not activated. So any higher states of being that come online will not have a solid foundation. Okay. So this is something to keep in mind. We have a dear sister Starshine, and actually the page is almost ready to for your guys's access. That's cultivating a really cool relationship with fairies, a Palladian fairy particularly. And this is something that has been getting cultivated over a few years. There's a particular portal, and she is creating, actually you guys know her. She does the, here in Light Body, she does the Energy Mastery Clinic, and then she also does the Sasquatch Initiation Group. And what we're putting together for you guys is a really cool tutorial on how to capture these beings on film. You know, on digital media, right? So this is something exciting. I digress a little bit, but the act of her cultivating this relationship and doing these things and getting communications back, that is activating brainwaves. That is activating dormant aspects of her being. And the, you know, once you're integrating on that level, you can just be around other people that are doing a similar thing, and that rapidly accelerates it. This is why the awakening process is a we game. It's not a me game. It's a we game. It's about all of us as a group waking up. It's not about the individual. It's not about the yogi on the top of the mountain or in the cave or in the monastery. This is about collectively, on a mass scale, we are waking up. Our DNA dance is waking up, which means the truth of who we are is dawning. The dawn of waking up to that is coming, if it's not already here. Okay. All right. So that's one of those pieces. Here, let me get my little notes out here again. Okay. Yeah. So in our YouTube channel for a long time, I had a video up about tinnitus, how to mitigate tinnitus. So part of what happens when your DNA dance wakens up and your sensitivities increase is that you'll start getting strange ringing and or pressure in your ears. Okay. And some people, you know, start to decode what these are indicating. Like I had a young lady tell me that, oh, when it's the right ear, I know it's benevolent. When it's the left ear, I know that it's not. In my experience, has not been that cut and dry. But if that works for you, I'm going to say go ahead and rock it. You know, go ahead and rock it. And if something needs to change or does change, you'll notice, right? Of course, you'll notice, because we're all on this journey of integrating our DNA activations. But in general, tinnitus is coming forward because our sensitivities are heightening. Our sensitivities are becoming more and more enhanced, which means we can pick up on sounds that were previously inaudible when our DNA dance was limited. Okay. Now, I don't know if it's going to reach the point of hearing dog whistles or something. Whoever it was that said that was pretty loud. But, you know, it is interdimensional stuff, multidimensional stuff, digital things, like that kind of stuff we'll start to pick up on. So there's harmonic frequencies and there's disharmonic frequencies. In general, the harmonic frequencies, when they come in, there is a curiosity. We're being stimulated to pay attention, okay? When it's a disharmonic frequency, it kind of hurts, right? There's pain, and we just want it to stop. Like, there's something going on inside of us that is agitated, getting anxious, and we want to make the tinnitus go away, okay? Now, of course, there is a fine line here, because there are times when our sensitivities are coming online and we're hearing things and we don't know what to do with it, so then we get scared, and then there's that kind of anxiety. We want things to stop because we don't know how to make it stop, so there's that kind of anxiety. So that is a little bit different. That's kind of in a gray area to whether there's frequencies that you're picking up on that are harmonic or disharmonic, right? Okay. But in general, whatever the frequency is, whether it's harmonic or disharmonic, we are able to mitigate the data set of the sound, tightness, you know, anything like that. And we mitigate it with our own frequencies. Okay. So in that video, if you guys ever go onto our YouTube channel, I do a video about tinnitus, and I think it's called multidimensional awareness and tinnitus, something like this. And I go much deeper into the topic on how to tune into your own inner rhythms and connect them to the sound, or, you know, the tinnitus that's happening on the inside of the ear. Okay. So that video is about 15 minutes long, and that's me getting right to the point. Okay. Or I'm just the best that I can, right, to explain it. So there is a little bit to understand with that. But in general, with tinnitus, whether it be harmonic or disharmonic, we have the capacity within ourselves to cancel out that wave if we wish. And you can do that with focusing on your inner rhythms. And then you can also do it with intentional, directing your intention and your focus, okay? So the disharmonic stuff, I would encourage you to use your own body's inner rhythms. So maybe the rhythm of the liver, the rhythm of the kidneys, you know what I mean? The rhythm of your immune system, you know, because your body is hyperdimensional. It's intended to engage this reality multidimensionally. So even though this is something very, you know, physical that I'm talking about, these rhythms act on many levels. Like, for example, our liver, our gallbladder, our stomach, our intestines, they are physical, but they're also energetic. They're also etheric. So they are also processing not just the physical stuff going on with our body, they're processing energetic things going on with our body. There's this very interesting phenomena with people who have had their gallbladder removed, right? Your gallbladder releases bile to help you digest food and assist your liver in processing toxins. But when you have it removed, it doesn't like excrete a bunch of it. It's just a constant drip of it, right? And that leads to other kinds of GI tract issues that are subtle at first, and then later on in life become a problem. This is a holistic mind view of what this is. Allopathic medicine does not acknowledge GI tract issues in relationship to gallbladder usually. So anyway, so what happens in the phenomena is when you have Tai Chi practitioners, Qigong practitioners, focus feeding life force energy and smiling into the energetic gallbladder that's still there, even though the physical one's not there anymore, what happens is that you energetically, the body is still processing what it needs to process, and you don't have that the symptoms that develop later in life. And this is so with all of our organs, okay, ovaries, uterus, kidney, what else do they remove? Well, there's all sorts of things they remove, but you can, there's an etheric and energetic equivalent to those organs. So the rhythm of those organs also impact us energetically, all right? So if it's a disharmonic frequency that's coming in, you can process that with the rhythm of your liver, right? You can cancel it out with the rhythm of your liver or your kidneys or your lymphatic system, depending on what you're intuitively guided to do. Now you may wonder, Christina, how in the world can you listen to your liver? Well, it's way easier than you realize. It's just a matter of breathing and focusing on your pulse and bringing that pulse into your liver. And you're focusing on being in your liver. And when you're feeling your pulse, when you're feeling your heartbeat, you're feeling your blood pulse, you can actually start feeling the blood pulsing into the liver. And then another subtle rhythm starts coming up forward, and that is the rhythm of your liver. Now, all you need to do while you're in the experience of the tinnitus is experience the pulsing of the liver, and those things connect and they cancel, and it gets canceled out, and you'll no longer have the disharmonic frequency bothering your ears anymore. Okay? It's like, it's that easy. Well, it takes focus, so that might not be easy. So cultivating your focus is always a skill that you want to do, guys. That's so, so, so important in life. So, and if that's where you're at, you're just getting the focus. We have this wonderful meditation that we do in the Academy, which is smiling into your rhythms. Spend 5 minutes every day smiling into your heartbeat, feeling the heartbeat, sensing the heartbeat, all that stuff with a smile. And that is the beginning of your focusing practice. Okay. All right, so harmonic frequencies picking up that's causing tinnitus. Now that is something very interesting. That practice that I just gave you about focusing on your heartbeat, on your rhythms like this, you can do the same thing in connection with the harmonic frequencies causing tinnitus. And what will happen is that you're pretty much opening the doorway to either a channeling type experience or some sort of download. You're opening the doorway for you to receive a download that is embodied in that harmonic frequency causing the tinnitus. Okay. Oh, we have a few comments here. So dear Sister Beverly says, I was just telling my cousin that yesterday, she's talking about hearing the electricity in the air. Exactly. All right, Luna Rio, hello, darling. Good to see you. She says, I've been experiencing tinnitus a lot lately, along with pulsation on my root chakra. Oh, okay. So this is what I'm talking about with the downloads, right? So our DNA dance is opening, and it is absolutely activating our energy bodies, different aspects of our energy bodies, different aspects of our being. So this pulsing in the root, I've had something similar going on. I don't necessarily equate it to chakra specifically, but more of my tailbone, right? So it'll start aching and I'll feel a pulse go on. So what's happening is that our DNA dance is activating and we're becoming more and more consolidated. So any programming, imprints, subconscious beliefs, inherited anything from our ancestry that is hindering our capacity to root more deeply into our here and now experience is getting pushed up against and getting corrected. So it may take a week, it may take a month, it may take a year, who knows? But that pressure is getting put on those subconscious pieces and it's going to dissolve because we're not going, or there's no going back. So it is going to resolve. This is what a lot of people maybe don't rest in. The fact that, folks, frequency-wise, there's no going back. There's no going back to what it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago. There's no going back, okay? We are going through something. And we're going through something that is reactivating us to our higher states of being. Before, or I should say, beyond the programming, beyond the conditioning, all of the domestication, so to speak, of humanity. And then we're going to keep on going from there. So these pieces that I'm talking about are essential for us to understand, you know, let this be part of our conscious journey. You know, our partner or our family member or our friendships, you know, things are getting toxic or they're falling away or you don't want to be around them anymore, all these things. This is a result of your DNA dance upgrading and you needing to integrate that upgrade, okay? This is not a result of they never loved me, I this, or they that. It's none of that. It's, you know, you are the one who's changing. They maybe are not changing at the same pace, but you are the one who's making those big changes, okay? So you are the one that's responsible for allowing those dynamics to shift and finding what the new ground is, okay? And if that new ground allows them to stay in your life, great. If the new ground does not allow them to stay in your life, great, okay? The fact is that there's something really significant happening to the species right now on this planet, and there's no stopping it, period. There's no stopping it. This is the dawning of what the elders talked about. I didn't say it in these words exactly, but they talked about this is the dawning of the new human. We are moving away from Homo sapien, which is the hybridized human meant to worship, glorify, and be enslaved, to waking up out of that Homo sapien and into the Homo luminous, which is self-realized. We are fully connected with Source, the cosmos. We are infinite beings in a biosuit. That is what the Homo luminous is going towards. You know, this is where we're going as a species. And this is what the DNA, waking up the DNA dance is all about. So it's not 90% dormant anymore. We're working towards, you know, I would hope eventually 100%, but who knows? Who knows how far along? There are people who study the DNA dance and notice that the DNA of indigos and crystal children and, you know, people like you and me, we have a different DNA dance. We have different things activated. There's multiple strands, more than two, and, you know, other things like this. So there are, there is scientific evidence to back up all this stuff that I'm talking about. Even though I'm not a scientist, I'm an intuitive and a multidimensional human. So I only can speak, I'm speaking from perspectives that are in my knowing and my experience and what my own guides and interdimensional entourage are untraining and retraining me to stepping into. You know, this is why the Sasquatch are so involved too. They remember the timeline long before the conquerors, so to speak, came to pass, you know. So their timeline that they hold in their records and their memory liberates us from the war, so to speak, that we all are being, are conditioned to get involved in, you know, the need for an enemy and so on and so forth. It's like once you realize that this infiltration that we perceive happening on this planet is actually a reharmonization process and not a battle at all, then our approach changes completely, okay? But it is until it isn't, right? And that's all there is. And what changes? Your DNA dance, your expansion of your awareness, that's what changes. That's what makes something so until it's not. Because something is so, that's your truth, you're living it, you're believing in it 100%, you'll die on that hill, and then your DNA activates, it integrates, your consciousness expands, and now it's not like that anymore. That's the beauty of it all. It's not like how it was anymore. Now you're seeing it so completely differently. Your everything about it is different. And now your relationship will never go back to what it was before. Okay. So this is what it looks like. And this is why it's so important for us to really, you know, let these changes happen. Don't invest your energy in keeping the domestication going. Don't invest your energy in keeping these old paradigm realities going, because you're fighting against the river, and it's only a matter of time, darling. So why not readdress the way you spend your energy and just refocus on doubling down on your movement, doubling down on your growth? You see what I mean? Oh my gosh, it's after the hour already. Time just flies by. Okay, there's one more comment here. Hello, dear Sister Felicia. There's one more comment here, and then I'm going to say goodbye. And guys, so do remember that, I just want to remind you before I address this, Felicia, the full YouTube chat, lunchtime chat, will not be on YouTube anymore. It will get mailed to you because you're on our emailing list for our newsletter, and then you're going to be able to watch it you'll be able to get the link and watch the full thing. And I explained in the beginning of this video on why we're doing that. So I'm going to ask you guys to just refer to that if you're coming in late and you aren't sure why we're making this change. All right, dear Sister Felicia says, have any advice for those of us who are on lots of heart meds and being able to tune past? I'm sorry. All right, tune past their influence. Heart meds. Yes. You can tune past those influences, of course, with your focus and with your intent. So this is way easier than you guys realize, okay? And this is because, you know, there's lots of reasons why, but let it be easy. If you close your eyes and breathe into your heart and you're not able to feel it, just take your fingers and listen to your jugular. Because this pulse is in sync with this pulse, okay? Just tune into the jugular, and then the pulse is there, and then you can start simply smiling into that pulse. See, once you start smiling into that pulse, instantly things start to shift. Our tendency is wanting to go up into thought, but this is where the practice of focus comes in. Instead, you go deeper into the pulse. You bring the smile deeper into the being, deeper into what you're feeling under your finger and what you're sensing. And you keep driving the smile deeper, 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 instead of letting yourself go up, up, up. Because what happens is that you start to smile into the pulse, and then there's a reaction, a hee, you know, and we want to go up with that. Instead of going up, bring it in deeper. Bring it in deeper and bring it in deeper until eventually you simply are so deeply engaged with your pulse, with that smile, you can just think of going to the liver and you're instantly in the liver. Or you can just think of going into the lymph and you're instantly in the lymph. You see what I mean? So it takes practice. I'm not kidding about the focus thing. That really, really, really matters. And we are challenged with distraction. I mean, all of human society rewards distractions, right? So there is an inertia that you're going to work against to bring in that focus, okay? All right, thank you for that. That's a really good question. Thank you for that. All right, darlings, that's it for me for today. Just to remind you guys, get on our emailing list. You'll get mailed the link to the full version of our chats so you can see that or share it with a friend if you wish. And of course, you can also, you know, check our channel out on Rumble. I do ask you guys, you know, please support our channel, you know, subscribe, share our videos, comment in our videos, just say, hey, thanks for the chats, or hey, you know, whatever it is that's in your heart to say, and that helps the algorithms, that helps other people find us. So if you guys can are feeling like you got a lot out of this chat, go ahead and do that. Do the like and put in the little comment there at the bottom of those clips, and that will help us out greatly. All right, darlings, thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye bye.